Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, for you almighty Jesus. My name is Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you. You've got time and seasons in your hands. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need men to be the God you are. Radosia Rebosia, for you.
Today we are reading from chapter 27, and we will be having prayer for bondages for me, myself, and I, and also our family, loved ones, and all others around the world. We give praise to God, honor, and all the glory. We repent for our sins daily. That is the redemption. That is to redeem us. So we won't be full of sin, but we will empty and redeem our sins through the blood and the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, forgive us for our sins, our trespasses. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bind all Satan's evil, wicked, demon, lion, and tormenting spirits, and strong man, along with all their works, roots, fruits, tentacles, and links. We bind the spirit of abandonment, abomination, abortion, abuse, accusations, accuser of the brethren, addictions, adultery, adulteress, lust, Yes. Agitation. Aggravation. Alcoholism. Yes. Submissiveness. Anxiety. Anger. Anguish. Obesity. Anorexia. Apprehension. Being argumentative. Arrogance. Backbiting. Bad attitude. Bad language. Belittling. Bickering. Bitterness. Black magic. Black feeling. Blindness. Birdness. Boasting. Brainwashing. Cares and riches of this world. Charms. Complaining. Covetousness. Cursing. Occultism. Condemnation. Confusion. Confrontation. In the mighty name of Jesus. These are just some of the bondages that we bind right here on earth. Because it's bound already in heaven. And we loose the spirit of alignment through the Holy Ghost and the power of the Holy Ghost, that our lives and our spirit aligns up with the Spirit of God and His Word. And the name of Jesus. So we're going to give the devil a black eye right now. Punch him right in his eye. Right now in the name of Jesus. But this is warfare in the spirit. And there is no place for weakness. But our strength and our faith in God of the universe. Amen. In Jesus' name. Now we're going to be reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 27. You may have read this, but it's been a while. So we're going to reiterate and pick up from where we left. Amen. Genesis chapter 27. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Ishua, his eldest son, and said unto him, my son. And he said unto him, behold, here am I. And he said, behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore, take, I pray thee, thy weapons with quiver and thy bow, and go out to the field and take me some venison. V-E-N-I-S-O-N. And make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless me before I die. And Rebekah heard what Isaac spake to Ishua, his son. And Ishua went to the field to hunt for the venison and to bring it. And Rebekah spoke unto Jacob, her son, saying, behold, I heard my father speak to Ishua, my brother, saying, bring me vision, and make me savvy and meat. I may eat, for my son obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock and fetch me from them two good kids of goats, and I will make them sovereign me for thy father, and such as he loveth. Stop right there. Now, first of all, she overheard. She was sneaking. Isaac was not talking to her. Isaac asked Ishua. He did not ask the other one. So, this is already starting off on a lie and manipulation and coming to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what the enemy does. Rebecca was out of order. Now, going to 27:8. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock and fetch me from thence 2 good kids of the goat, and I will make them sovereign meat for thy father, such as he loveth. And thou should bring it to thy father, that he may eat, and that he may bless thee before his death. So she just going to steal Ishua's blessings from his father, from Isaac. You know anybody like that? Well, we read today from Genesis 27, from the first to the ninth verse, and we shall continue tomorrow. Right now, let's just lift up our hands and give the Lord praise and enjoy the atmosphere and the presence of the Lord. Stay connected by spending time with God daily, 6 a.m. here with your host, Cassandra Brand, the purpose of my closure. Let's continue. Praise and worship God. Until then, my sisters and brothers, continue to be faithful, as God will always be faithful to you. Have a blessed day.
Oh God, for you are mighty, Jesus. Mana ki arena na we ki arana boshi arana boshi. Mana boshi arena na 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 we na na we ki arana. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you. You've got time and she's in your
mind.